We're going to Annapolis, the little swamp area, where we have our delegate, Kathy Abzali, reporting in. Delegate Abzali, good afternoon.
Hello, Tim. Yes, we're still trying to drain it down here, too.
Good luck, sister. Lots going on as you're getting, you know, I hope you didn't hear my idea of having the 90-day session, that you only had to be there 2 days, and the other 88, you just simply stay home, and that way less damage could be done. But I didn't say that regarding to your actions. I just think it's the longer you're down there with that group of blue people, as Bill calls them, you got headaches. What's going on with the budget you said earlier?
Well, we've just had a really good debate on the floor today in the House of Delegates. The Senate did the budget first this year, and so the budget came through them first and then brought over to the House. So we just worked on it today. It was on third reader today. And some of our members were able to get up and do amendments to the budget. Really, the budget is the governor's budget. So for the most part, Republicans
would support
it. Fairly, you know, supportive of it. However, you know, the little fingers get in there and twist things and move things. And that's the part that we don't like. And so there's just really a lot going on. Remember, I called you earlier about the taxes, the Trump tax cuts.
Yes.
Federal tax cuts. Well, so I don't know if you remember, but I guess it was a month or so ago when I called in, I said that the state needed to act, because if the state didn't act, basically what we had to do was decouple from the federals in order to either allow Marylanders to itemize, even though they had not itemized on their federal, or we had to raise our standard deduction on the state level in order for there not to be a tax increase on Marylanders.
Right.
So essentially, I hope you're sitting down, Tim.
I'm here.
Essentially, take it easy. The state is not acting. We're basically not doing anything. The governor had had really wanted to hold Marylanders harmless, but and the leadership on the Democrat side said, "Oh yeah." But I think what happened is they saw that $500 million
surplus.
That surplus they were going to get, and everybody was twitching at the idea that all of a sudden it was Christmas with all this money. So essentially what's going to happen is we have a few bills, Ways and Means, which is my committee. We did pass out one bill that I voted for, which did raise the standard deduction slightly. It's going to go by the Consumer Price Index, which really isn't enough. We need to, you know, double or triple it. But at least it'll give a slight bit of relief. But basically, we haven't acted, and we've given tax cuts to certain groups in the amount of maybe 20 million. But the rest of it is just open for grabs, and everybody wants that money, and everybody sees, again, it's Christmas in Annapolis, and it's your money, it's the people's money, and essentially, I hope people aren't going to shoot the messenger here, but essentially you're going to get a tax increase on your state taxes in Maryland, most people.
And that could have been avoided if they'd taken the surplus and applied it properly, would you say?
Well,
am I to think that that's a possibility?
Well, what we needed to do was not have so much of a surplus, and that is that we really did need to act. I mean, I had a bill in which actually I decided later that I didn't think it was the best approach. Originally, I had a bill in that allowed people to itemize even if they had not itemized on their federal. However, when it really got down into the weeds of how to implement it, it would have meant that the comptroller of Maryland would have had to hire a whole new department, because we didn't do that itemization. That was all the IRS. We just piggybacked on what their findings were, and they did the audits and all of that. Mm-hmm. So really the best approach was to raise the standard deduction in the state of Maryland, which we have not done yet. We did it slightly, but we haven't done it enough to avoid these tax increases. So really anyone who, now, mind you, it's not over till it's over.
Sure.
You know, we still have two more weeks, and anything can happen on sine die. But basically, we haven't acted, and anyone who itemized before, so that's going to be some small businesses, you know, some middle-class families,
sure,
upper-end families, they're going to see a tax increase. It's not going to be like you know,
catastrophic.
It'll be $700 or $800, maybe more than they paid last year. But it's still more money. It's their money that they should be keeping. So that's been a little frustrating for Republicans down here, because, you know, we're the people that believe that you earned it, you keep it.
So we're talking about $500 million surplus. What? I know, like, Christmas came early, but where is it going to go? Have the brilliant minds down there?
Everybody's got their hands in the cookie jar. Of course, you know, there's Baltimore, and there's also something that is a worthy endeavor is what Republicans were fighting for, to have $30 million of that go to school safety.
Sure.
And I think that anyone who's human is just heartbroken with what's happening. It's just, you know, as a parent, and most of us are.
Certainly.
You know, we just put our kids in school, and it's just terrifying. And, you know, I know the delegates very well who represent that school down in St. Mary's County, and they are just heartbroken.
What more do you need to see before you realize you need that?
Right. We need security, and we need police. Now, I know over in Middletown, Officer Smothers, God bless him if he's listening, I hope he is. I used to see him every day when I dropped my kids off or when I came by the school, and there he was with his firearm in that school. And when I saw him, it made me feel good.
Amen.
It made me feel safer, and that my children were safer. And every parent deserves that feeling.
Sure. We don't send our kids to school to be hurt, that's for sure. We got Kathy Zali. Delegate, we're back to you. And yesterday we heard, and I checked with Sue today, that the safety sanctuary nonsense, keep people in our cities, is about finished for this year. Is that true as far as that bill, whatever it's called?
Yeah, I think it's pretty well dead. It didn't come out of committee, thank goodness.
Amen.
And then, well, we've had a couple of bills. We had one bill that passed that was not good, and Republicans didn't like it. And that is, originally, I don't know if you remember way back when they had the in-state tuition for illegal students. We had a petition drive and all of that. It was quite the deal, but it's still passed. It's current law. They promised us back then that those students would not be receiving scholarships and that kind of aid from the state. And so the House of Delegates just passed a bill, which, of course, I don't know, Republican voted for it, that that those students would get scholarships. And that's kind of upsetting for us because, you know, we were promised. There's always promises made down here that aren't always kept, and that was very disappointing. So
would mean illegals could they're going to illegal would receive what, a scholarship and or free tuition?
The argument I made against the bill was really, this is a federal issue because these students don't have work permits. So what's going to happen is the state is going to invest money. They can get delegate scholarships. They can get any kind of scholarships from the state and so forth, or from the institutions that are state institutions that get state money. And then when they're done with that education, they can't work. So there's no return on investment. And you know, we're all compassionate. We all, you know, but, you know, I'm also compassionate on American kids that are having trouble going to college. And it's hard to pay for school right now for anybody. So it's doubly not fair, I think, to those students whose parents pay those taxes. And it's frustrating. And then we had another bill that was really the anti-sanctuary state bill that would have required local jurisdictions, local jails, to turn over illegal immigrants if they were requested by Homeland Security.
And that was Kathy Shalega's bill, right?
Yeah, that was Kathy Shalega's bill, and that died. I mean, that didn't come out, of course, out of committee. So it's been interesting. We've had interesting bills. We had a bill to ban youth football. And youth sports, I know. So
it didn't go anywhere, did it? Please tell me it didn't go anywhere.
Well, it didn't. It didn't. But I'll tell you, it's going to come back. It's going to come back. We just killed the companion bill to that, which was a concussion bill, which just had too many holes in it, and so forth, and just left coaches up for, you know, just terrible litigation and stuff.
Ridiculous.
So we were able to kill that. We just killed that today. The Republicans in the Ways and Means Education Subcommittee, we did that today. But But, you know, it's fun. It's fun to say you kill something. You know, yeah, that's like exactly. What we live for as Republicans. I killed something.
Exactly, because it's so bad down there that anything, that's a victory right there.
Well, so here's the thing. I think there's a difference between what we do here and Washington. First of all, we're only here for 3 months. And by the way, I like your idea. I don't think 2 days is enough, but I had a bill, I think it was the first or second year I was here, I had a bill to shorten the legislative session to 2 months.
Oh, cool.
60 days. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't even get a hearing on it.
I guess not.
People are like, I can't get all my work done.
Yes, you know, can't get all. Exactly. That's the idea.
Month, you know, the first month we go to dinners.
Exactly. Exactly. You know. And there's nothing wrong with that except stop spending our money. And
well,
that's what you're trying
more.
To do.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. But this is my last legislative session. Oh. So I've only got 2 weeks left. It's my, you know, I'll still be the delegate till December. But
sure.
But still, it's, you know, it's bittersweet. It has to be.
You
know, I've made so many good friends, and I felt so blessed to serve down here. And I still feel, you know, that I'm productive. And my spoofing bill came out, by the way.
Oh, did it? So that's going to go, that'll fly high then?
Well,
didn't I read it was like nobody opposed to that?
It was unanimous. So now I go over to the Senate. That's going to be my heavy lift because I don't have a cross-filed bill. So. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to head over to the Senate, I think, April 3rd, and present that. So I got 2 bills out this year, and so we'll see how I do on the Senate side. But yeah, it's just been a very, very busy session. The delegation has done well. We got that Monocacy River bill out, which I was happy about that.
Sure.
Now it's not over till it's over. We still have to get the Senate bill through the House and the House bill through the Senate. But we, you know, some of us really believed in that bill, and it was quite the controversy, as you know, about
sure.
that. And so I think the bill kind of puts it in statute that, you know, it has to be a diverse group and that homeowners need to be represented. So I think the advocates there are going to be happy about that.
When does the madness end? When is the actual date for the madness?
So sine die is, I don't know, technically it's midnight on Monday the 9th.
Okay.
So I guess technically that's really the 10th. So yeah, that's it. And we sit on the floor and anything can happen. I mean, it's just a crazy night. And all of a sudden, some ugly bill that you thought was dead rears its ugly head.
Amen.
And it'll be 11:58, and you're like trying to run the clock out.
Sure.
Sometimes you win, sometimes you don't. So.
Well, keep up the good fight, and I appreciate your call as always, and stay in touch so we know what's going on down there. There's not a lot that we can do other than pray a lot. But Kathy, thank you so much, and please stay in touch so we know, and we welcome your call.
Okay, Tim. Thanks for having me.
All right. God bless. Our own delegate down in Annapolis, Kathy Abzali, who is serving her last term, I guess, down there is the way to say it.